Southern California Nevada Conference, and that UCC conference adopted it because of the United States pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. The resolution calls on all UCC clergy and churches and members to speak from the pulpit and in the public square to set an example through words and actions. So 2 years after this Be the Change message became a hit within our denomination, our national church started a 9-month contest in which churches could write in to share about how they were being the church in one or more of the 9 areas. We actually wrote in over a year ago for this Protect the Environment month. We didn't win. There were many that wrote in, but when we wrote in, we talked about how last summer we had planted vegetable gardens, if you will remember, and had advertised that all the vegetables that grew in those gardens were free to any of our food pantry clients, to any in our neighborhood. That was one way that we were trying to protect our environment. The church that won was a small little church in Oregon, and they were recognized for their rain garden and native hedgerow that they created. The article said that they had for a long time been using earth-friendly products. They'd been recycling, as we do. They reduced their use of paper products, eliminated pesticides, and planted native species on their church property. They received a grant from the local water conservation district that helped them to install a large rain garden and to replace all the non-native hedge as part of a long-term vision that came to fruition at their church. Then they didn't just do that at their church. They invited the whole neighborhood and the whole community to several sessions at their church in which they taught everyone what they did and how to do it themselves. And lo and behold, people in the neighborhood and surrounding areas started installing their own rain gardens and planting their own native species on their properties. Recently, there was a Be the Church mission planning guide that was released just a few months ago. I saw it on Facebook, and I clicked the PDF, and I started scanning through the 36 pages, and then I stopped because there was our picture in it. And I thought, what are we doing right there? A picture I had taken last summer of our youth group as we were in the airport at 3:00 in the morning going to Orlando for the National Youth Event. That picture was used within this 36-page planning guide. So it caught my attention. And in this planning guide, there are 54 questions. It's kind of a survey for churches to help assess how they are doing on each one of these 9 value statements. So right now, I would love to, I went through the 54 questions and I pulled out the 6 that have to do with protecting the environment. And I wondered if you would help me right now to think about these things. The next slide shows how we're gonna think about it. A survey with a 5-point, I don't know what you call that, but when you hear the statement, I want you to think, and you may want to talk to a partner about this, that's okay too. If you strongly agree, feel neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement about our congregation, you might be brand new here and you might not know the answers, but it will be interesting to hear what others of us say, or if you can already see what we do here or what we could be doing here. So the first one I want you to take a few seconds to think about and maybe even talk over with your neighbor. How about this question? Congregants have made tangible changes in their personal lives to reduce their environmental impact. So I want you to take a few minutes to think about how you would score us on that. And then I want you to tell me. Some people say they agree. Strongly agree. Yeah, will you go back one, Nancy, for the scale again? Strongly agree, feel neutral about it, disagree, or strongly disagree, and then go back to the question. So what do you think?
Strong read.
Okay, so there is some feeling in this room that some of us, at least, hopefully more than most of us, have made tangible changes in our lives to reduce environmental impact. Okay, the next question is, our congregation has woven into our theology, worship, and education a concern for creation, as well as environmental harms that often adversely impact poor communities, communities of color, and our global neighbors. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you why. Why do you say what you say? Why do you strongly agree? Thank you, Tinsley. So Tinsley's saying that you see it from the sermon and from the ways that we help lots of different communities in our in the life of our church. Anybody else? Donna. What's an environmental superfund? Oh, okay.
It's something that needs government help to clean up.
Okay.
The Superfund sites were actually one that was so bad they're on a federal list of federal funds.
So I'd say we have room for growth.
We have room for growth. So that's something that we could think about to take on as a church as in regarding to how we deal with these issues. The next question, there's six of them. So number three is, our congregation has participated in environmental activities in our local community, such as cleanup days, recycling days, tree planting, climate marches, etc. We have a disagree, a strongly agree. Agree. I am aware of the climate march that was supposed to happen this past year that was in some ways organized by our own batch. And wouldn't you know it, the climate affected our ability to go participate in the climate march. It had to be canceled because of the horrible storms that were happening that were...
But the church has been involved for 4 years in climate march events. And, so I think I definitely agree with that.
One activity that was scheduled this year for our youth group that had to get canceled as well, but I hope to do it next year, is called Litter Bit Better. Make the community a little litter bit better. And we were gonna be able to go and pick up gloves and trash bags, and I was hoping for our youth group to help clean up that area right behind our dumpsters that is just littered with litter. And so that's something that I hope that we can do next year as well. Any other thoughts about this one? We have done climate marches, but maybe not so much of the cleanup days, the recycling days, and the tree planting. And that's a place that we have a growing that we could do. Thank you, Gretchen. That's true. Ron did plant some new trees, didn't he? Yeah, and we do recycle. Thanks to the Herndons, who take all of our church recycling home with them every couple weeks. We do have our cardboard recycling out in the back as well. Keith. That's a good, don't pass it up, pick it up. That's a good slogan. Thank you, Keith. That's a good one. Okay, our next one is, our congregation has engaged in efforts to green the programming of our church and consciously sought to consider and implement best practices, such as installing solar panels, conducting an energy audit, planting a community garden, etc.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. We did have a community garden last summer, didn't we? We weren't able to continue it this year because it takes a lot of help to water that, and we weren't able to continue that, but we have done other things. Donna?
I think we did do it. We found out some things that we can't do financially. If we were able to, replacing many of these windows, particularly in the community hall, with more environmentally clean windows, there are things we assess that we need, but it's not financially feasible.
One thing that we are real careful about is our heat and air. And so we have them all programmed to not be on when we're not utilizing the building, and to do smart hours so they turn off during the heat of the day. That's one thing that we do. Yes, Mark. When we redid the ceiling, we put in insulated panels that help out environmentally. Thank you. All right. I had another thought about this one, but I forgot it. LED lighting, that's one thing that we've done too. Could we do more? Yeah, I hope that we continue to do more. Oh, I remember. On our once a month potlucks, we said this for a few months, but I don't think any of us actually did it, but we really want to. So one thing, so that we don't always use so many paper plates, is we were asking for folks when on the first Sunday of the month when we have our potluck to bring your own either plate or like container, and to go through the line and put your food on your own plate or your own container, and then after you're eating to go in the kitchen and wash it off and then take it home with you. Leave it in your car, just bring it in every first Sunday, but that will reduce our use of paperware. So that's one thing we came up with that I hope we continue to do. What's our next one? Congregants have committed to engaging in individual actions around caring for creation and those impacted by environmental harms, calling our representatives regularly, writing environmental op-eds for the local newspaper, etc. I think out of any church in Oklahoma City, we may have more environmental op-eds in local newspapers from Jim Stovall and Batch. So thank you for helping to keep our congregation involved in that way. Thank you. How do you think we're doing there? Strongly agree and can always do better. I think there might be one more. Our congregation is partnered with other congregations or local nonprofits on activities or initiatives around caring for creation and those impacted by environmental harms. How are we doing? Maybe disagree. We haven't. Disagree. So that is a place that we could do more. Oh, I think some people are disagreeing with disagree. What have we done? That's what we're saying. We haven't. That's true. We are part of Voice. Voice is organized in civic engagement. That's over 25 churches. That get together and figure out issues that we could all agree on across churches in Oklahoma City. And once we find an issue we can agree on, we all pool our resources and help out in that area. And some of the Voice actions have been about environment.
And we've also invited other, like pastors, like rabbis and stuff to speak in the church.
We have. We've definitely done collaborations with other congregations, and we could do more, especially on this topic. What's that? We do share this building, don't we? Sharing things is a major environmental help, sharing of resources, and we do that. All right, I think that was the last one, correct? Yeah. So most likely, no church is gonna be 100% on every value statement, but raising these questions helps us to orient our hearts and minds towards God's call to care for creation by protecting the environment, by granting creation a Sabbath so that it can have a rest from time to time, by remembering that we did not weave the web of life but are merely a strand in it. Chief Seattle reminds us of that so beautifully. So if you have had any new ahas or ideas today about things that you can do or that we can do, I hope that you will share that with us in the future. May it be so. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer.